Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Mark C. Perna, the author of the award-winning bestseller Answering Why, Unleashing Passion, Purpose, and Performance in Younger Generations, that Publishers Weekly calls perceptive, reasonable, and thought-provoking. Mark is the founder and CEO of TFS and has over 20 years of experience in coaching educational organizations and businesses on today's unique intergenerational workforce and the hiring, training, and retention of the newest generations. Mr. Perna, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time. So for starters today, how challenging are the younger generations? Let's start there.
Well, I think, you know, I'm so glad you used the word challenging because, I think they're different. I don't necessarily think they're challenging. And so I talk to, I do over 70 keynote speeches across North America, and I tell audiences all the time, there's two ways to look at young people today. And when I say young people, I mean 39 and younger. And so I think you can look at them either as a challenge to be solved within your home, your classroom, or your business, or you can look at them as a tremendous resource to be unleashed within, your home, classroom, or a place of employment. Because I think, young people today are extraordinary. And I think that's the message that's being missed, is that many people think they're lazy, they're entitled, and certainly there are some who are that, but there are reasons why they're like that. And so I think, I go completely the other way. I think they're the most incredible generations to come down the pike. I think they're the most intelligent, resourceful, and pitbull-like generations that we've ever seen. When they see a want to in their life, something they truly want to get to, they will move heaven and earth to get there. Our challenge as parents, educators, and employers is getting them to want something. And so that's really where the game of the future is played.
Certainly appreciate your response and explanation. Most helpful. Now, what motivates the younger generations to take action in education and as part of the workforce today?
Well, everything today works down to vision. I called my book Answering Why, W-H-Y, because, young people 39 and younger, all the way down, I'm really talking about two generations. I'm talking about Generation Y millennials, but then followed up by Generation Z right behind them, is that they truly need an answer to that question, why, for everything they do. I mean, to an unbelievable level, if they see and hear no reason why, if there is no purpose, if there's no vision, if there's nothing that connects to their journey in their life, they will become disconnected in education, in the home, or in a workplace. And so we have to answer that why. And so Eric, this may be an aha moment. It is when I travel. When you ask a young person to do something, and they look back at you and they say, well, why should I do it that way? Most of us in this country take that as a smart aleck response, and we give the all-American response back, which of course is because I said so. But the aha moment is that they don't mean it as a smart aleck response. What most young people are saying is that, why do we do it this way? Because there has to be a better way to do this. There must be a way to use Google something. There must be a way to, put it in the cloud. There must be a way to get a bigger impact. And yet we cut their knees out from underneath them, and we don't give them the opportunity to try. And so understanding what they think, what makes them tick, and how they want to traverse down what I call their light at towards their light at the end of the tunnel will allow you to connect them to your vision and purpose in your organization, allowing you to push them further and faster.
And tagging on to that, I understand you are a successful single father of two millennials. How did that experience impact your work with the younger generations? Get into some of those details.
Boy, I see, Eric, I saw it all at the tactical level. Let me tell you, my kids today are 30 and 32. I have two boys, and I've been a single dad since they were 9 and 7. And they taught me so much of what I speak about today. And I, also working in workforce development organizations and education. So it was really the combination of all these things that have driven me. And I've seen, and it's amazing to me because with my two sons today, they're self-reliant, independent, they make great money, and unfortunately I haven't written a check to either one of them in the last 10 years, so I've been very, very proud of the work that they've done in their lives in order to become the people that they are. It wasn't always easy. It was challenging. My kids are very, very different, as they are in most families. It's amazing to me, Eric, you can dip into the same gene pool twice and come up with two totally different kids. but that's what happened. And so to deal with them separately taught me an awful lot about this generation. So I'm very enthusiastic about young people today because I know what's truly possible in their lives once they get the vision.
Good stuff, and thanks for that. Today we're joined by Mr. Mark C. Pirna, the author of the award-winning bestseller, Answering Why, Unleashing Passion, Purpose, and Performance in Younger Generations, and CEO of TFS, and has over 20 years of experience in coaching educational organizations and businesses on today's unique intergenerational workforce and the hiring, training, and retention of the newest generations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is the light at the end of the tunnel, and how does it impact performance?
Well, young people today, you know, again, we're talking about a group of people 39 and younger in two generations, Generation Y, Millennials, and Generation Z. They need to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Light at the end of the tunnel in their life is a simple concept. What does their career and lifestyle look like at the light at the end of their tunnel? So between career and lifestyle, the most important word to young people today is lifestyle. You know, more than 50% of the decisions, of every decision they make is based on how it affects their lifestyle. Career has actually become, in many instances, a lifestyle decision. So to understand the power of that dynamic switching from previous generations allows you to kind of stand on a common ground of lifestyle and have lifestyle conversations with young people, again, either in your home, in a classroom, or in your place of work, is understanding what lifestyle they are striving for, what are they hoping to achieve, where are they hoping to get to, and then crafting a career opportunity that matches or kind of hits what I call the perfect intersection of their career and lifestyle goals. And the more you can do that, you will start a conversation that will get you much further with them and also build that respect, that, you know, that connection between them so that they see you as a conduit to their career and lifestyle as opposed to someone who they simply report to.
Makes sense. And what is the skills gap in America, and how can we start closing this gap?
Well, the skills gap is something I'm also passionate about because, you know, we hear all the time about, you know, the jobs that are available in America today and the ways to be successful in America today. And the skills gap is a simple concept. There are millions of people who are unemployed, but there are millions of jobs that are open. The people who are unemployed cannot today do the jobs that are open. Because they lack the skills or the understandings of those particular careers and occupations that are open. And the skills gap currently sits at over 6.8 million jobs that cannot be filled in this country today, and they're in high-demand industries. They're in, you know, aerospace and aviation and manufacturing and construction and transportation and agriculture and healthcare and many others. And it's grown 19 – this gap has grown 19 straight years in a row. And I think, you know, I go a step – I don't think we have just a skills gap in America. I think we have an awareness gap because, you know, communities, parents, students themselves, and young people don't understand that all of these careers and occupations exist today, and yet they are high-wage, high-demand kinds of positions. And so, you know, I'm kind of on a stump across this country to also balance the fact that young people today who are trying to achieve a light at the end of their tunnel needs to understand all, you know, the full breadth of things that are available out there to them today. And that's the power of kind of closing the skills gap, because business and industry in those industries that I just ticked off really quickly are struggling to find a competent workforce. And that's in white collar, blue collar, all the way down the line. So in tons of ways, we need to expand what young people, you know, have awareness of.
And also, Mr. Pirna, how can we change the educational and workforce development paradigm in the United States?
I think we have to put everything on the table. So I speak a lot around this country about the power of having every option and opportunity available to young people today. In our country, we have a tremendous love affair with one way to be successful, and that's to go to college. And I'm a tremendous fan of college. I love college. I went to college. My kids went to college. I love college. But it's not necessarily for everyone. And what we're doing in this country is we have such a love affair of sending people off to four-year degrees and beyond that we're kind of poo-pooing as if they were, you know, redheaded stepchildren, the people who go other means to be successful. And so I just think all of these things have to be on the table. I spoke at Harvard several years ago, and I spoke to an accomplished group of, you know, governors, lieutenant governors, K-12 statewide superintendents, chancellors of community college systems, Fortune 100 top executives, and I talked to them about this notion we have in this country that we're making kids college and career ready. The problem is no one reads the word "and" in between college and the word "career." I spoke to a standing ovation that day that we need to be making kids career ready. Period. Sure, all kinds of careers go through four-year universities and master's degrees and PhDs and MDs and JDs, and that's all great. But there's also tons of great careers through two-year associate's degrees at community colleges and technical colleges. There's also a great number of careers through certifications and licensures and apprenticeships. So kids need to understand the full breadth of what's there so that they can choose where they want to go based on their own unique interests, talents, and abilities, and then invest wisely and purposefully in their further education so they get to wherever it is they want to go.
Mr. Pernas, certainly do appreciate your time and joining us here today on the program. Really appreciate all the perspective and information shared here today. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, vision is everything for young people today. So the more you can create, if you're a business organization, if you're an educator, even in a parent, the more you create vision and purpose in what young people are doing and allowing them to connect the best of what they are in helping solve whatever issues you're trying to solve as an organization, the more you row them on board. And Deloitte found this exact same thing out when they did a survey of young people today. They came out and they said that that young people today are looking for not just to be a participant, but they need to also feel the pride of their contribution adding to the greater good. And the more you connect those dots, the more successful you'll be with young people.
Mr. Pernas, certainly do appreciate your thoughts and concluding advice. I really do appreciate that. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or your book, Answering Why, Unleashing Passion, Purpose, and Performance in Younger Generations, where's the best place online to get these details and information?
Yeah, they can purchase the book. It's on Amazon. It's also in lots of stores across the country. Amazon, to me, is always the easiest place to get anything. But you can also get to my website at markcperna.com. C is my middle initial, so it's Mark, markcperna.com. There's all kinds of information. The first chapter is up, so someone can read it there. There's also great free resources you don't have to sign up to get, like book discussion guides, so you can drive it through an organization. There's lots of things that are possible, so please make yourself available to that.
Again, Mr. Pirna, all the best, and we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mark C. Pirna, the author of the award-winning bestseller, Answering Why, Unleashing Passion, Purpose, and Performance in Younger Generations. And he is the CEO of TFS and has over 20 years of experience in coaching educational organizations and businesses on today's unique intergenerational workforce, and the hiring, training, and retention of the newest generations. And for further details, visit markcperna.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.